Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Our friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, and Nick and Femi, better bet, you should bet. No, you better bet now, better, you better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet, my favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Support the show in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi's hour of the show today was absolutely sensational, and he took a well-deserved victory lap for his Houston Texans bets last night. Find the Femi hour and every hour of You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. First hour of the show devoted to Thursday Night Football, the Houston Texans beating the Buffalo Bills. Credited the Houston Texans, even if I think they will fall short of the postseason when it's all said and done. Great job by them to resuscitate what was a dead season for them at 3-5. Now it's 6-5. And we, you know, skewered the Buffalo Bills. Because they don't suck. They're good. But they kind of suck, right? They're just like annoying. Should be way better than they are. And they're not winning the Super Bowl. And I've been saying that for a long, long time. How can you trust them? I don't think you can. We got into all the injury news around the NFL, in case you missed it. Aaron Rodgers questionable for the Steelers on Sunday. Every Bears linebacker is out, including Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs. Not great for them. Bears a 2.5-point favorite. It looks like Joe Burrow is not playing Sunday for the Bengals because that number's back up to 7. Patriots 7 on the road in Cincinnati. We'll find out for sure tomorrow. And Jackson Dart out for the Giants. Jameis Winston will start. Give me over 50 in that game. My favorite NFL bet of the weekend. Our pal Ryan Horvath, Mr. Saturday, will join us in 20 minutes from the BetMGM Network. And I will preview the Hoops weekend 40 minutes from now. But joining us right now to talk about college football this weekend, one of our absolute favorites. He's looking good, man. I'm guessing he worked out today. That's just Mike. I don't know that for sure. You work out today or no?
I didn't work out today. I'll let you do the intro, and I'll.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Football season is brutal for trying to stay in shape. We were talking off air, and I have tried to make a decision to control my eating because every night after the show, I'm like a raccoon. Like whatever's in the fridge, I'm eating it. Like leftover pasta, ice cream bar, string cheese, vegetable chips. My daughter's leftover pesto, I eat that sometimes. Don't tell my wife. I'm trying to take control of my eating. Colin Wilson is our guest at this time. Action Network, Big Bets on Campus, on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. I didn't get a workout in today. I think football is really hard for me. You know how much I work out. I do Pilates. I do Legree. I count my macros. Like, sometime, like, if people that have been watching me for, like, 8 years doing content, like, I used to be not in good shape during football season because I didn't sleep well. I didn't eat well. And I really put a focus this season.
You were a little fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And it's because I ate like I can't say the word. I ate like an a-hole. And I think at some point, you know, you kind of have to monitor what your intake is and you have to get your exercise when you can. But football season is brutal. Like, it takes a mental tax on you, especially when you get to this time of season. Like, everybody's feeling like a retread tire right now if you've been doing football since August.
My mother-in-law says about me that I eat like I have two a-holes, and she doesn't bleep it out in those conversations. All right, let's get to college football, my friend. Before we get to the games this weekend, not that many marquee games, let's talk about the latest batch of college football playoff rankings, your takes on those, bets you'd like to make, miss playoff, like a lot going on here ahead of this weekend.
I feel like I said this last week with Ole Miss. I feel like there's an advantage to taking teams that are going to be slotted 5 through 8. They're going to miss their conference championship, so they won't have to play here in 2 weeks, but then they'll get a home game, which to me is a huge advantage. And, you know, I said that 2 weeks ago, and I went and I bought an Ole Miss future, and now all of a sudden the AD is coming out saying there's going to be a decision on Lane Kiffin's future after the Egg Bowl. Like, what world am I living in where you would let go of a coach that could take you to the national title game that earned you a top 8 seed? So from the college football playoff standpoint, this week the future was actually on Oregon. Not that I think that Oregon can win the national title, but these teams that are lined up slotted 5 through 8 are going to get lesser kind of opponents, 9 through 12, and really 5 is the sweet spot. Who's winning the G5? I mean, and who, the number is going to be like 23, 24. If you're in the 5th seed, like, you're in a great spot right now. So I think if you can get futures on seeds 5 to 8, that's how you should play this through this week and through next week.
Wow, very interesting. And yeah, there is a Lane Kiffin update here that I'm going to try and find here. What Colin was talking about. We'll bring that to you here in a few moments. Is there any, Colin, any school you'd want to bet? And Femi and I talked about this a lot yesterday. Like, to make the playoff or miss the playoff. Like, for me, I think Oregon and Oklahoma are on upset alert the next couple weeks. So maybe I would bet no on them. And maybe, like, you'd like to bet yes on, like, Utah. If you like BYU against Cincinnati, we can talk about that game. Maybe Miami if things break right. Any make-miss playoff bets for you?
You're not going to get any Miami love for me. But I will say that it is kind of a joke that Notre Dame is, like, being so highly regarded by my athletic director at Arkansas, Hunter Yurecek, saying there's no comparison. That was a really great show the other night. I think if you're going to take a couple miss the playoffs. To make the playoff. You know, if there's teams out there that I think that could slip in, teams that I think that could fall out, Oregon, I think, can lose to Washington next week. And this may sound crazy, but are we sure Alabama's going to beat Auburn? There's a couple of teams I think they're going to be.
Doesn't sound crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy at all. BYU still has a really good chance to make it, although they have to survive Cincinnati. Remember when they played Texas Tech, when BYU got their pants beat off of them by Texas Tech, they didn't have LJ Martin. They were hurt and beat up all over the roster, and it was played down at Texas Tech. So, I think BYU is a team I would consider. Is that number to get in the playoff better than what it would be for them to win the Big 12? You win the Big 12, you're in. There's another team out there that has a scenario. Arizona State could get in. Now, it's going to take a lot of craziness, which is the Big 12. With a large enough number, I could be enticed to see Arizona State with Jeff Sims actually win the Big 12, which would grant them a spot. But, you know, I think the talk of Texas is dead. There's no way they're going to make it in. If there's a team out there that I love that I think wins this weekend, wins next weekend, and potentially could win the ACC, I think it's Pitt. You can't convince me that Miami's going up to the state of Pennsylvania at 41 degrees and beating Pitt. It's not. It's never happened. Check out Miami when they go to the Pinstripe Bowl. They never show up. And Narduzzi's faced them before at home in November. Like, Miami will not show up next week against Pitt. If Pitt beats Georgia Tech tomorrow, that's your team.
Wow. Wow. I love all of that. We'll get to the individual, and we got a bet for next week already. We'll get to the individual games in a moment here. But I did just pull up. This came out within the last, like, 20 minutes or so in real time.
Right.
Where is it? I have, like, 9 tabs open. Here it is. So this is Keith Carter, who's Ole Miss's AD, who's like definitely having a moment right now. Like 4 days ago, no one knew who this guy was. And now like everyone, every sports fan knows who this guy is. Ole Miss's AD. I'm going to read this quote. This is him on Lane Kiffin. Quote, "Coach Kiffin and I have had many pointed and positive conversations regarding his future at Ole Miss, blah, blah, blah. While we discuss next steps, we know we can, blah, blah, blah. Despite the outside noise, Coach Kiffin is focused on preparing our team for the Egg Bowl, which is against Mississippi State, and together, blah, blah, blah." Okay, here we go. "An announcement on Coach Kiffin's future is expected the Saturday following the game." So that's 8 days from now.
Yeah.
An announcement on Lane Kiffin's future. When you hear that, does that tell you he's staying?
I think this is a game of chicken. I don't think he's staying at all. There's way too much money at Florida at LSU that's going to go after him, and he's not going to be able to turn it down. And I'm not going to like reveal my sources and everything, but I know for a fact that Lane desires having a larger budget for NIL, a larger, better facilities, more money, more everything. And that can be offered him by LSU and Florida, and Ole Miss can't even touch it. And the thing is that's always going to be in the back of Lane's head. If he wants to win a national title, it's harder to do at Ole Miss than it would be at another program, especially one that's going to pay him a whole bunch more. Do I think he's out? I think this is a game of chicken. I've had pointed conversations with Lane Kiffin. I would tell him, fine, fire me. Fire me after the Egg Bowl. I just got you to a top 8 seed to compete for the national title. You're going to fire me before the playoff starts, right? And you know why? You know why this is all happening? Because there's one transfer portal window and it opens up like January 1st.
That's like something that's a big point of contention in college football, is that needs to be moved back, right? So things like this don't happen.
Exactly. And that's why ADs are trying to pretend like they're in charge. They're not. The coaches are. And if I was Lane, I'd play chicken and keep coaching this Ole Miss team till my season was done. And the Florida and LSU job is still going to be there.
Can I say something? This is crazy. Who would Doering? Who would the interim coach be? Something like that for Ole Miss?
Oh, my goodness.
Does it matter?
Charlie Weiss Jr. He's like 26 years old.
All right. Let me create a scenario. Lane leaves. Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl. Lane leaves.
Yeah.
Do they get Florida stated? Jordan Travis. We don't want to watch the Ole Miss in the playoff without Lane. 10 seconds for the answer because we'll get to the big games.
I would say no, because they did that because of injury. This would not be because of injury. This would be because of a coach. So I would say no, they wouldn't do it to him.
I'll tell you what. I wouldn't hate it, just as someone who enjoys entertainment. I know you have a future on Ole Miss, so you'll probably feel differently. All right. So you mentioned Oregon.
For the rest of eternity, ADs would never fire their coach again if that happened.
You're right. Yeah, kind of maybe a silly comment by me. I'll tell you what. Good for content. We've got some movement in this Oregon-USC game, because you mentioned Oregon maybe losing to Washington next week. I take that to mean you like them tomorrow against the Trojans. This number is now 10.5. Oregon 10.5 against SC. Total 59.5. Colin, 30 seconds. Who are you betting, USC, Oregon, and why?
Oregon over. There are injuries on the USC defense. Not like they're that good anyways, but they're two top safeties, and especially the one with the green dot on his helmet that relays everything in. There's a very big potential that they're not going to play. They were both removed from Iowa for injury. You'll think that USC is good in tackling if you look at PFF, but if they lose these two guys, they have no stopgap at the second level. At the meantime, Dan Lanning's been very quiet about DeCorian Moore. Oregon is getting healthy. USC's defense is not. This has blowout written all over it. Grab Jordan Davis and the running back for Oregon. 2+ TDs at 3-1. Grab that.
Love that. All right. BYU and Cincinnati. Huge game in the Big 12. BYU, a 2.5-point road favorite, 55.5 the total. Colin, it looks like this might go to 3 for the Cougs.
No defense is stopping either one of the offense. Bear Bachmeyer and LJ Martin are going to run between the tackles and gash Cincinnati all day. And at the same time, Evan Pryor, the running back for Cincinnati, who they have desperately missed the last 2 weeks, is going to be back, and they are going to gash the inside of BYU's interior. These two teams are going to be in scoring position all day. I love the over. I think I bet it twice. I wrote it up once, bet it twice, and the line has moved from 53.5 up, what are we now, 56.5? I don't think it has any reason to stop, because these defenses are atrocious, and there's going to be a lot of touchdowns.
I bet so nice. You made it twice. I believe, Colin, I don't know if you know something about Prabula for Missouri. I think the Oklahoma win last week against Alabama, and look, like, I know like everyone on the show had Oklahoma. I bet Alabama, and it's a little bit of kind of annoyed that I lost my bet. Oklahoma, to me, felt a little fraudulent, which is not to suggest that they shouldn't have covered.
No, you're right.
I have them. Right. I have, Well, thank you. I am. I was just being nice. I think they're on upset alert tomorrow against Mizzou. I bet Mizzou 7.5, the number 6.5 now. Do you have any info on Mizzou's quarterback situation? How do you see the game playing out?
It's going to be Zollers, and I know that he hasn't been great, but he's also playing the Trent Dilfer role of the Ravens like in 2000. Like, he's a caretaker for the offense, right? He hasn't made any turnover-worthy plays, according to PFF. And really what's happened, this resurgence for Missouri, is due to Ahmad Hardy. Like, they had a bye week. He woke up. He had over, like, 100-something yards, like, 2 weeks ago. Last week, he had 298 rushing yards on the ground. I know it was Mississippi State, but that's a lot of rushing yards. And you're right, Oklahoma, that was a fraudulent box score win. They're almost doubled up in yards and yards per play. You know, that defense and field position really paid off there. And I'm not going to give my OU money back. But at the same time, you're right. You should feel a little bit robbed about that pick last week. But yeah, like Missouri, I'm on Missouri too.
All right, so let's we'll make it happen with Mizzou. Look, the way you handicap games, and the way I'm about to handicap this game cannot be more different than I'm about to talk about. You've got people should read Colin's work on the Action Network. Like, it's like next level Havoc scores, middle eight, all sorts of good stuff. I think Michigan's going to be looking ahead to Ohio State. I want to take 14 with Maryland. Is that stupid? Yes or no? Thoughts on that game? 20 seconds.
I don't think you can trust Maryland. I don't think it's stupid because it is the spot. If you want a better spot, I am way more in favor of Rutgers at 31. Is it still 31.5? I think Rutgers covers the numbers against Ohio State. And listen, ooh, I know you don't want to hear this. It happens week after week after week. Their rush defense isn't as good as you think. And Rutgers is going to expose that. And the more they run, the more the tick-tock goes on the clock. And that means you can cover a number like 31.5. I like Rutgers better than I do Maryland.
One or two-word answer, depending on the school. Who wins the national championship right now?
Texas A&M.
What'd you think of Lenora Sellers at the closing moments last week?
Exactly, right? I mean,
he needs to Van Wilder this. He needs to stay in South Carolina until like 2031.
Yes,
Colin, great job.
Thank you much.
Great job, my man. At @_Colin1 on Twitter, Action Network Big Bets on campus. He is absolutely the best. Check out the show. Him and Stuckey are spectacular talking college football betting. On the other side, we welcome Mr. Saturday to the show, our good friend, Ryan Horvath.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Look at this cutback. Come on, Hardy. Hard to beat. And he is off to the races. Hardy with the cutback. Touchdown, Ahmad Hardy. 72 yards and a snow angel.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ESPN courtesy of the call last week, Ahmad Hardy and Mizzou. Can they win in Norman tomorrow against Oklahoma? Joining us right now to answer those questions and more, and just to peel the curtain back a little bit. Now, you know, I said on Monday's show, the bets that I gave out last week on college football, some ranging in between nuclear level disaster and just like regular, it's not great. Thankfully, I had some bets from Mr. Saturday that helped me like stave off a disaster day last Saturday. Mr. Saturday, of course, and he told me him and his son Nathan are going to the AEW, which I'm obsessed with here. Does your son like Kyle Fletcher? I think Kyle Fletcher is awesome.
I don't know that he does like Kyle Fletcher. When I was looking at the card, that was the one dude I was like, who is this? I know Samoa Joe. I know Hangman Page. I obviously know John Moxley because I'm a WWE guy. We talked about this off here. I'm a New Japan guy as well. So I know a lot of these
love
guys because as they age, they come over to the States. I don't know that he's a Fletcher guy, though. So good things, though, because that was the one match I wasn't sure on.
I'm going to give you a hot take here. And this is probably because like I don't watch every week to really know this. I feel like he's, I don't want to say like the next Kenny Omega because Omega's so great, but I think like he's like, I think he's next. I think he's like the next guy. I think you're going to enjoy it tomorrow. He's got the look. He's got the finishers just like in like hanging brain buster. It's pretty sick. Anyway, our guest at this time is Mr. Saturday because every Saturday, I just feel like he's printing money for us on college football. Our buddy Ryan Horvath from the BetMGM Network. BetMGM tonight, Saturday morning's tailgate kickoff show, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. If you like winning money betting college football, you should tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. to Ryan on the tailgate kickoff. How are you, my friends?
Doing good, man. I'm actually going to get up there early tomorrow so I could watch all the games. And then I'm going to get over around 6 p.m. because I want to watch the afternoon games. Usually I don't take a Saturday off from the couch, but my son wanted to go to Cena's last match here in D.C. I don't know if you saw the ticket prices. Like, I'm talking nosebleed seats going for about $800 to $1,200 right
now.
So I was like, you know what? We'll do AEW. We'll do Elimination Chamber because it's in Chicago. And then every year we do SummerSlam, which has now become a two-day event. So doing pretty good, man. Excited for this weekend's games. Excited for – we got Feast Week going, so there's nothing better than waking up and betting college hoops, even though I know nothing about any of these teams until we get closer to March. But still, all-day action, which is always good around this time of the year.
I'll tell you, that didn't stop me two nights ago from laying it with UConn and Illinois and losing both of those games. And, hey, I like Purdue tonight. We'll see how it goes against Texas.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan is here for his college football prowess. Maybe we'll do a little NFL at the end as well. Let's start, my friends, with Missouri and Oklahoma. I think Mizzou might win this game. Now, we had Colin Wilson on the last segment. He said that he believes Zollers is going to start a quarterback for Mizzou, not Prabula. I don't know if you've heard anything to the contrary or the same thing. How are you betting this game, Mizzou and Oklahoma, coming up tomorrow? OU, a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I agree with what he said. I don't think we see Bo in this game, but it doesn't really matter for me. I agree. I think Missouri's live in this game, so I bet this on the open, even at 6.5 or 6. I do like Missouri. I also like the over in this game. I know Oklahoma's run defense, you know, on paper, they're only giving up 2.7 yards after contact, which is the 15th lowest mark in college football, I believe. But I do think still Missouri's going to be able to hit some explosive plays, especially on the ground with Ahmad Hardy. We heard that highlight coming in. He's third in the country in rushing grade. He has 71 forced missed tackles. I think Missouri scores at least 28 in this game. So I like the over. I definitely like them against the number. And with John Mateer, we just never know what we're going to get. I mean, the rushing prop was looking good. He had like 35, 40 rushing yards. But unfortunately, in college football, if you take a sack, it counts against your rushing yards. So that one was a loser. Oklahoma wins outright last week and covers. But I don't like the spot for them, man. Missouri still does have something to play for, and I at least think they cover the number. So Missouri for me, especially if you could get that 7 that's on the board right now, -110. And I like the over in the game as well at 42.5.
I know, like, it was a good game for you overall because you bet Oklahoma. How, like, where would you rank the, like, college football quarterback rushing over that loses because of sacks and, like, the most tilting way to lose a bet? Like, where was that rank for you? Because I wanted to start tilting just hearing you say that just now.
It's brutal, man. It's kind of like, you know, I was talking about, I don't really know a lot about these teams early out in the season in college hoops, but you bet these games. And it used to be like if I was betting dogs, you would look for key numbers like 7.5. Because if a team was down 3 possessions with 10 seconds on the clock, they would wave the towel. They would wave the flag. Now, teams foul down like 8-10 points with 4 seconds on the clock. Doesn't make any sense. So college basketball drives me nuts. But yeah. Losing a rushing prop because of sacks, terrible, terrible rule. They got to change that in college football. And Matera's done that to me all season long.
Oh, man. It's no bueno. All right, let's get some other thoughts here. How are you betting, my friend, USC and Oregon? That number's 10.5 now at BetMGM, juice towards the Trojans.
Yeah, so here's one where I think Oregon wins the game, but now the number's just gotten out of control. So if you could get 10.5, I do like USC here at that price. They have one of the more efficient passing games in all college football. They're 4th in the nation if you look at their EPA stuff, which I don't really care about, but I could tell you that Jaden Maiava is a stud. 8th among all college quarterbacks in grade. He pushes the ball down the field. He has 23 big-time throws, which is 3rd in the nation, and his receivers are awesome. Lemon's going to be an NFL stud. He has over 1,000 receiving yards already, leads all wide receivers in the FBS. And everybody keeps talking about Oregon's pass defense, and they are good. You know, their grade is 2nd, only next to Texas Tech. They're actually the number 1 ranked pass defense. But let's look at the passing. Like, if you look at who they faced this season, it's Oklahoma State, it's Oregon State, it's Northwestern. So I do think this is a step up in class. I just think this number's out of control, man. So I'm going to take USC here to cover the number, especially at 10.5 right now.
You better you bet on this Friday. Our guest, Mr. Saturday, Ryan Horvath of the BetMGM Network. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Some are saying that in addition to Mr. Saturday, some are calling you the Cincinnati Whisperer. Because last week you correctly predicted and you texted me on Saturday and I bet it and I really appreciate it that Arizona would win outright against Cincinnati. We have another opportunity to bet the Bearcats here. Cincy, and I just want to make sure that the number is still 2.5 because it was on the move a little while ago. It's still 2.5, but 2.5 -20 BYU favorite at Cincy, 55.5. A massive game as far as college football playoff rankings go with BYU being right up against the edge of potentially making it. What do you think of this game, BYU and Cincy?
So this is going to sound stupid, but I hate BYU, man. Their quarterback, like get a real football number, get a quarterback number. I can't stand when these guys are wearing like number 47 or number 73.
It just Eric Bachmeyer wears 47. That's exactly right.
Drives me freaking insane, man. Every time I look up, I feel like they're faking a punt. But I do think he's going to be able to take advantage of Cincy across the middle. Their linebackers terrible in coverage. But that said, I like Cincinnati in the game. I think they're going to win this game outright by at least a field goal. So I took the points and I took a little stab on the money line again here because of their rushing attack. Right now, they're 10th in EPA per run. Their run blocking is also top 10, 11th in yards per attempt, 19th in rushing grade. Walker is 2nd in the Big 12 in rushing grade. Pryor is 5th. So they got 2 really good running backs. And then I really like their quarterback, Brennan Sorsby. And he could use his legs as well. BYU's run defense is just average. Right now, outside the top 75, they're 74th in yards before contact as well. So I think with Sorsby and those running backs, I think Cincinnati's going to win this game by a field goal. And I think they're obviously going to cover the number. So I like the Bearcats again this weekend.
I feel like, Ryan, a lot of the people that I respect this week have a strong opinion on the Pitt-Georgia Tech game. And I feel like everyone likes Pitt. Georgia Tech, a juice 2.5 point favorite. Huge game as far as the ACC goes and who could potentially win that conference championship. Are you on that side of the Pitt Panthers in this game?
Yeah, this is my favorite bet of the weekend. It does scare me because it seems like it's a little popular. Pitt is. I like Pitt coming into the season, even though I'm not the biggest Narduzzi guy. Love Reed. I like Eli Holstein. He's been benched, and the backup's been much better. The reason I like Pitt in this game, so Georgia Tech, even with Hengs King, who's been really good this year, he's got an 82% adjusted completion rate, third among all quarterbacks in college football. They want to run the ball. They run the ball on 54.3% of their plays, fifth highest rate in college football. They average 6.2 yards per carry, which really sets everything up. But Pitt has been really good against the run. Right now, they're fifth in the country, only giving up 3.6 yards per attempt. So I think Pitt's going to be able to hold their own against that ground game and score enough points. I think Pitt wins this game. So I'm going to roll with them. I like them at 2.5. I saw a 3, but it's minus 115. I just like the 2.5 minus 105 right now for the Panthers.
I want to spend some time talking NFL with you. So do you want to lay out like any other bets that you'd like to give out here for college football Saturday?
College football, so I said Carolina I do like just because I'm wondering where Duke's at mentally after they blow their chance for the ACC title, and I just don't trust Duke. We're on the same side there with USC, and then it would be Pitt and Cincy. Those are my favorites, I'd say probably this weekend. And then Missouri. That's it so far, so not really.
All right, love it. All right, let's talk some National Football League, and let's start with your team, the Green Bay Packers, and we'll work our way to Aaron Rodgers against the Chicago Bears. So I had a moment yesterday, and earlier in the week, I wanted to bet Green Bay. And Femi, on Monday, one of the first things he said was he was going to take the points with Minnesota. Felt like it was too many points, and I disagreed with him, but I didn't bet the game. I still haven't bet the game, but I had a moment yesterday. I'm thinking about J.J. McCarthy, as one does on a Thursday. And, you know, the cork's going to come off the bottle, and, like, I don't know, all these, like, weird euphemisms. And I had this thought. What if JJ plays even a little bit better and the Packers keep being as mid as they are? I think the Vikings might be alive in this game. What do you think of your team against Minnesota and your big picture view of the Packers after they beat my Giants last week?
Yeah, I just have no idea still who Minnesota is because of JJ McCarthy. I mean, obviously you love the skill position players. Although I was higher on Jordan Mason than I should have been coming into the season, but Aaron Jones is healthy now. You have Jordan Addison back. Justin Jefferson's still one of the better receivers in the league. And with Brian Flores, I like the defense, but I just don't trust JJ McCarthy, even at 6.5. I kind of like this spot for Green Bay, but I'm with you, man. I don't want to lay the 6.5. I feel like if Green Bay is going to win this game and they're going to cover, it's going to be because of Jordan Love. And I know you could run the ball against Minnesota, but I took Jordan Love over 19.5 completions. I think that's the way that I want to play this game because the Vikings with Flores, obviously they're going to blitz. This season, blitzing on 60% of the passing snaps. Jordan Love, seventh best quarterback in the league against the blitz. I feel like he's actually better against the blitz than he is when he's got clean pockets. Has an 88.6, great against the blitz, best in the NFL. 8 touchdowns, only 1 pick, and he's only been sacked 6 times when teams blitz against him. So I kind of like Green Bay. I've been waiting to see what's up with the Josh Jacobs situation because I keep playing Emmanuel Wilson over 15.5, 16.5 rushing yards. That number's probably going to go up, but I do like his rushing props. I like Jordan Addison anytime touchdown. I like Christian Watson anytime touchdown. If I had to bet the game, it would be Green Bay or pass, man, because I just don't trust JJ right now.
I do think Christian Watson is like percolating for a massive, massive roll down the stretch here, especially with Matthew Golden looking like a disappointment. Watson was terrific last week against the Giants. It reminds me of his rookie year a couple years ago, or maybe more than that. I think Rodgers was the quarterback, and he was dominant down the stretch. Helped me win a fantasy football championship. I appreciate him. We don't know, Ryan, if Aaron Rodgers is playing on Sunday. We know the Bears are down 3 starting linebackers. Are you betting Bears-Steelers in Chicago?
I am. I'm going to sell a little bit of my Bears stock here, man, right? Like the win total, everybody was giving me a hard time, even people back in Chicago. I played the Caleb Williams passing props, and everything's looking really good right now. So I'll sell a little bit of that stock because, you know, it's funny. If Aaron Rodgers was fully healthy, Nick, I would bet the Bears in this spot. But anytime he's got a chip on his shoulder or he's injured against this team for whatever reason, he always comes out on top. I'll take the points here with the Steelers because I think Rodgers does go. And I'm also going to grab DK Metcalf anytime touchdown plus 160. Going against this Bears secondary, 31st in catch rate allowed, 28th right now in touchdowns to wideouts on passes 10 or more yards. They've given up 8 already this season. He's still the vertical threat. And the reason I like the Steelers in this matchup, the Bears offensive line has been damn good. They spent a ton of money in draft capital, but the Steelers defense, as disappointing as they've been, they're still 3rd in pass rush grade, 10th in run defense grade. If they could shut down the run and get after Caleb, I think they could force him into a couple mistakes. So I like the Steelers at 2.5, would love 3. And I do like DK Metcalf props. I think he goes off against Chicago this weekend.
Let's close with this. I would argue that the one-winged angel, which is Kenny Omega's finisher, is the best finisher in wrestling history. Ryan, what is your favorite finisher in professional wrestling history? 30 seconds for the answer.
Oh, man. I was going to go basic and say the Stone Cold Stunner just because Stone Cold didn't get me into wrestling, but I got to go with the Sweet Chin Music. Shawn Michaels, just warming up the band. There's different ways that he could hit it. He could hit it out of nowhere, kind of like the RKO, or, you know, he revs up the band. Just the memory, the moment with Ric Flair, where he's mouthing out that I love you, but he has to retire him. I'm going to go Sweet Chin Music, man. Michaels is, he's my goat.
I said earlier that Kenny Omega's my goat. I actually, Shawn, it's him and Michaels. I'm sorry, I love you. Iconic Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair at WrestleMania. Horvat is absolutely the best. At Ryan Horvat on Twitter. Mr. Saturday, BetMGM tonight. Tailgate kickoff. My friend, safe travels. Have a great time with your son at AEW Full Gear.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Ryan Horvat joining us here on the show. On the other side, I get you set to bet hoops tonight and this weekend. And we'll talk about the Rockets and the Nuggets. Can't wait for this game tonight in the association.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Maxi, wow. From the logo, count it for Tyrese Maxi.
2.5 left to play. Maxi steps it back. Not a lot of real estate to use, and he drills the three-pointer.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kate Scott with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Philadelphia 76ers used to be Joel Embiid's team. And I don't even mean this as an insult to Embiid. He can come back and be really good. This is Tyrese Maxey's team. 54 points last night for the great Tyrese Maxey. He's taken, think about how many leaps he's taken already in his career. He's taken another leap this season where he's not going to win MVP. I'm not insinuating that, but like he's playing at that caliber of caliber. That caliber of player. think you know what I'm trying to say. He's been great, Tyrese Maxey has. As the Sixers, it took them until overtime to beat the terrible Milwaukee Bucks without Giannis, but they did win. They did cover the spread for us last night, and we appreciate them for that. We'll talk the NBA. We'll get to college hoops in just a second, but no matter where the college football action is, we just got a ton of it from Colin Wilson and Ryan Horvat. Absolutely loved it. There's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Just to get ahead of this here, and look, the NBA's weird, right? Yesterday, Paul George was out, and then now he's probable all of a sudden. Like, you don't go from out to something else. When you're out, that means you're out. Ken and I did this bit like 3 years ago on the show. Nothing ever changes with this stuff. So it's possible we get to tomorrow, and the Detroit Pistons rule out Cade, and Jalen Duren doesn't play, and no Isaiah Thomas, and no Joe Dumars, and no Bill Laimbeer, and I did this bit already with the Chicago Bears. And maybe none of these guys play for the Pistons. Detroit at Milwaukee tomorrow night. I almost don't care. I love it. I don't think people understand. And yes, like, they did take the Sixers to overtime. That did happen. Credit to them for that. How bad Milwaukee is going to be in these games without Giannis. So the Pistons will probably be a huge favorite, right? Because they're on this they've been amazing to start the year. Everyone knows the Bucks stink without Giannis. It's going to be a huge number. And I don't care. I'd like to bet the Pistons. Pistons have won 11 straight. It'll be 12 straight tomorrow. And like, whatever the number is, I'm laying it with the Detroit Pistons. And again, like, let's see like who plays in the game. You never know with these things. I'm looking to bet against the Milwaukee Bucks in all these games that Giannis is out. Before we get to the NBA, got a bunch of games to highlight. Just want to go back to the National Football League for a second, just with the injury news from today, just in case you missed it earlier. Aaron Rodgers questionable on the injury report for the Steelers. They remain 2.5-point dogs in Chicago. Jackson Dart out for the New York Football Giants. Jameis Winston will start. Detroit, a 12.5-point favorite. The total in that game remains 50. We're awaiting injury news today on Daniel Jones, who was limited on yesterday's injury report for the Indianapolis Colts. Any other news comes in, we will bring it to you here on the show. But as far as hoops goes for tonight, I am so excited for Houston and Denver. This Rockets-Nuggets game, I think, has the chance to be awesome. Now, there is some injury stuff going on that could potentially put like a small damper on the game. Steven Adams is questionable and Jabari Smith is questionable. The Rockets have so many offensive rebounds this year, and that's what Steven Adams is great at. Also, he looks like Khal Drogo. He's pretty good at that as well. A great tattoo, great beard. You would not want to run into Steven Adams in a dark alley. So obviously, like, if you want to bet the Rockets, you would like for Steven Adams to play in the game. You would like for Jabari Smith to play in the game. Current market for Houston hosting Denver, the Rockets 2.5-point home favorites, total 235.5. Now, I would like to bet Houston in the game, but we won't know until a little later. Like, I'd like for those guys to play, and then I'd like to bet the Rockets. But I think the conversation that we should have about this game is more centered around the grand scheme of things. The Thunder are the best team. There's no doubt. And just so everyone knows, OKC is a 16.5-point favorite tonight at the Utah Jazz. The Thunder are 15-1. They are going to win tonight. Jalen Williams hasn't played a game all season. They are going to be 16-1 and very much on pace to set the NBA wins record, which would be 74, to set the record 73 to tie. I've been telling you for weeks now, I think the Thunder are getting to 70 at minimum. If they win tonight, 16-1 start to the season with J-Dub not playing a single game this year. They are absolutely preposterous. And they're the best team with the bullet. The reigning defending champions with the reigning defending MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And coming into the year, I think a lot of people, myself included, kind of the opinion that the second best team was the Denver Nuggets. And Femi actually picked the Nuggets to win the title before the year over OKC. Now, I think that's crazy, but I'm wrong a lot. And we can all be wrong, right? But Femi likes the Nuggets. And I think a lot of people agree. It's OKC, and then it's Denver, and then you draw a line. At least at the start of the year. What the Houston Rockets have done thus far this season has exceeded my expectations for them. And think about the way we thought about the Rockets heading into the playoffs last year. And when I got a lot of flack from people for saying that on the final day of the season when the Warriors lost to the Clippers, and the Clippers ended up playing the Nuggets in the first round, and the Warriors had to go in the play-in. I said the Golden State Warriors won by losing. Because they were going to win the play-in, they were going to beat the Grizzlies, because the Grizzlies can't beat good teams, and then they were going to beat the Rockets in the 2-7. And they did, and they won in 7, because the Rockets couldn't shoot, and they had no one that could score in crunch time. For as good as Şengün was, for as good as Amen Thompson was, for as good as Fred VanVleet was, and he's obviously out for the year, we'll get to that in a second, the Rockets were not beating the Warriors. Enter Kevin Durant. And KD's averaging 25 per game. And that's not a surprise. But I thought the Fred VanVleet injury was really going to matter for this team. And maybe it will at some point, because they don't really have like a traditional one. I think they'll probably trade for one at some point. I don't know if like Amen is the traditional one. But man, this team's got it going on right now. Şengün, for those that don't know, is averaging 23, 10, and 7. Amen Thompson, 16, 6, and 5. And I don't even think his defense is where it's going to be just yet. He is, I think when it's all said and done, I think when we get to the end of the year, I think everyone will agree that he's the best player on the Rockets. Not Kevin Durant and not Alperen Şengün. You have Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard, Tari Eason, all averaging double digits. Udoka's a ridiculous coach. The offensive rebounds are through the roof. They're awesome. The Nuggets are awesome, too. Jokic is being Jokic. He leads the NBA in rebounds and assists. He's tremendous. It's terrific. And I wouldn't be shocked if by the end of the year, it's just like, it's OKC and it's Denver. We're on a collision course for the Western Conference Final, which would be epic. And they had that great second round series this past year. And the Nuggets are a better team this year than they were last year. And they took OKC to 7 in that series. I do think there's a chance. And it's a good chance. I don't know if I'm willing to say it's 51% or more that the Rockets are actually the biggest threat to OKC. I can't wait to see how this game plays out tonight. I'd like to bet the Rockets at home. Need a little bit more injury information before I can make that bet. You better you bet on this Friday. Elsewhere in the association on this Friday night, couple games with big picture storylines. If you don't know the answer to this question, no one would be upset. We're in the thick of football season right now. Does anyone on our show, you type it in the chat, you are listeners and viewers, can you guess 15 games played? What's the Toronto Raptors record? Could anyone guess? Does anyone know what it is? The Raptors are 10-5. 10-5. Scottie Barnes, Brandon Ingram, both been really good. Quickly. Like, they've been fun. Colin Murray Boyles looks like he's going to add something to this team as a rookie. Tonight, they are a 13.5 point home favorite against the hapless Washington Wizards. And hapless is a good thing for the Wizards. Like, they need to tank and get some lottery luck if they're going to contend. But that's a story for next year. The Wizards are terrible. Hey, Raptors, you want to show us that you're for real? Really, really real? Go win this game by 30 tonight against the Wizards. I think they just might. Last game. And we'll either do Purdue Texas Tech here or we'll start the power hour with it. The Baja Mar Championship. Baja Mar translates to shallow sea in the Bahamas. Beats the hell out of New York. The Mavericks host the Pelicans tonight. Now, it's my job as a talk show host to make a game like this compelling, where you, the listener and viewer, may not otherwise care about it. And maybe you don't. I'm going to make you care about it right now. And I'm going to make you as excited for this game as I am for Mavericks and Pelicans tonight. Because in this game, you have two of the best rookies. And maybe Con Knipl just runs away with rookie of the year. He's sensational. Also, how did Duke not win the title? I feel like I just might ask that question once per show. Because it's unbelievable. Derek Queen and Cooper Flagg. Flagg, obviously, the number one pick in the draft. His upside has been capped by the insane construction of this Mavericks roster with no point guards. Like, somehow Mark Cuban is back in the mix with this team, like, running the Mavericks. When did this happen? Giving quotes like, we're not trading Anthony Davis, we're trying to win. Good luck with all that jazz, dude. So, come on. Stick to Shark Tank, Mark. Come on. Derek Queen versus Cooper Flagg is going to be electric, rookie versus rookie. Queen is coming off a 30.9 rebound effort against Nikola Jokic, and he's quoted as saying, like, the NBA's easier than I thought it was. Zion's back, which opens up spacing for Derek Queen. And coming into the year and coming into tonight, I think a lot of people believe that Cooper Flagg is just way, way better than Derek Queen. Derek Queen may not even be on your radar right now. You, the listener, you, the viewer. I like the Pelicans to cover tonight, plus the 4.5 in Dallas. And I think there's a realistic chance that Derek Queen outplays Cooper Flagg tonight. Not that he's better than Cooper Flagg. Flagg is like a transcendent talent at the number one overall pick. But don't sleep on Derek Queen. I think this Pelican team is going to be fun moving forward with James Borrego as the interim coach, with Queen, with Jeremiah Fears running the point. They don't have their first round pick, but I do think that they're a little exciting moving forward. Coming up next, final hour. The final hour is the power hour. All my college football bets and analysis for the weekend. All the bets and all the injury reports for Week 12 in the NFL. We will start the hour. My handicap, my analysis, and my bet for Purdue against Texas Tech tonight in College Hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.